Good morning, people of God. Peace and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ, from our Father in heaven be with you from now until forevermore in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for tuning in. We are excited again, as always, for this wonderful time that God has given us. Whenever God gives us this opportunity to record the message, to share with you, we are excited, for God is about to do something in your life. He's about to do something in our lives. That's why we recommend every time we are about to follow these messages, please prepare your heart. Pray in your heart, meditate on the word that we are sharing, because these words, they come about the revelations of God. They don't come about human perception. They don't come about human feeling, but they come about the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we spend a lot of time in the presence of God, meditating and praying for God to give us the word that is of now. So we also ask of you, whenever you're about to tune in to listen to these messages, please be in the attitude of prayer, meditate upon it, and we are sure that God will show you something new through the meditation. We thank the name of our Lord Jesus Christ again. Like we say, yes, we are excited again today. A very short message. It's just a word of exhortation. As we are praying, we are reading the Bible, meditating, God has laid something onto our heart and we want to share with you. And I'm sure this word will also bless you and open up ways when it comes to your life, to your marital life, to your businesses, to your work, to your career, anything that is to do with your life. I'm sure this message will open doors and take you into another dimension of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So before we go further, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. By this opportunity you have given us, we thank you. By your mercy and grace, we thank you. For we know, Father, that now that we are here, it is only by your mercy and grace. There's nothing that we have given you. There's nothing that we have done better than those ones are in the mortuary at this moment, those ones who cannot move, cannot speak. Lord Jesus, it is by your mercy and grace. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, it is not by our effort or by our desire, but it is by your mercy and grace. We say thank you, Lord. Give us the grace as we are sharing this message. Father, open our heart to your message, for we know to your word there is healing, to your word there is salvation, in your word there is deliverance, in your word there is blessing, in your word. Father, as we are about to share this message, open our heart. Let us find this in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray and say amen, 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 amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for your time. Word of exhortation. We're going to read from the book of Proverbs chapter 3. We read verse 6. The Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. The Bible is saying, in all our ways, what is our ways? Everything that we're doing, whether you wake up, whether you're brushing your teeth, whether you're washing yourself, whether you're combing your hair, whether you're fixing your shoes, whether you are walking, whether you are working on a computer, whether you are thinking, whether you are eating, in all our ways, we have to acknowledge him. Him, who's him? He's our Lord Jesus Christ, our eternal Father. We have to acknowledge him in all our ways, whether it's in your business transaction, you have to acknowledge him. Whether it's in your businesses, you have to acknowledge him. Everything we are doing, we have to acknowledge him. Acknowledging God is attracting his attention, saying thank you for what we are about to do, saying thank you for the grace he has given us to do what we have done. Like waking up in the morning, we have to acknowledge God. The first thing we have to do when we wake up is to say, thank you, Jesus, that I'm alive. I recommend my day in your hand. I'm walking. I say, thank you, Jesus. I acknowledge him for giving me the grace to walk. I'm reading the Bible. I say, thank you, Jesus. I acknowledge him for giving me the grace to read the Bible. I'm meditating. I say, thank you, Jesus. I acknowledge him for giving me the grace to meditate. I'm eating. I say, thank you, Jesus. I acknowledge him for giving me the grace to eat, for giving me the strength to brush my teeth, for giving me the strength to move around, to conduct my business transactions, to go to work, to do whatever that has to do with you, that has to do with us. In all your ways, acknowledge God. The Bible doesn't say in certain ways you have to acknowledge him and others don't. In all our ways. But we know that today, us as Christians, we do not acknowledge God. We have certain occasion under which we acknowledge God. Certain occasion, maybe when we are about to eat, because we are afraid that maybe there is poison in the food that may kill us. So let us pray for God to protect us. When we are about to sleep, we are afraid because we may have nightmare. So let us pray for God to protect us. But in all the other stuff we do, the walking, the eating, the combing the hair, the washing, the ironing, anything that has to do with us, the going to school, going to work, we do not acknowledge God. The Bible is clear on this. Acknowledge God in all you do and you'll make your ways straight. You will make your path straight. Making your path straight, meaning giving you success in all you do. Making your path straight, meaning taking you from point A to point B without any accident, without anything bad happening, he will protect us. That's what it means. Taking us from failures to success, that means is making our path straight. When we acknowledge God, when we acknowledge him, we are pushing him to do more than what he has done before. When we acknowledge the presence of God in our life, we acknowledge the help in our lives, in the very, very small things like standing up, waking up in the morning is not given to everyone that are waking up in the morning. There are many who slept, never woke up. There are many who tried to eat, never go to eat their meal. There are many who are sitting down wanting to stand up. They never go to stand up. But you and I, we have had that opportunity to do one thing or the other. So we need to acknowledge God. He will make our path straight. Making our path straight, meaning giving us success in everything we do. Just leaving your house, driving to work and coming back home again in the evening, unarmed, that it is a success. From God, we need to acknowledge him. When you go to bed, you sleep, you don't know where you are, you don't know who you are, and you wake up in the morning, that is a success. We need to acknowledge God for making our path straight. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 19, we'll go there, Proverbs chapter 19 verse 3. The Bible says, a man's own folly ruins his life, yet in his heart rages against the Lord. A man's own foolishness ruins his life. The foolishness they are talking about here is when we do not acknowledge God, that becomes a foolishness. When we do not acknowledge the presence of God, when God becomes last in our lives, when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we jump on our phone to go on a social media to check the news, to check this, to check that, without acknowledging God, that has become a folly. That is a folly. Our own folly ruins our life. And when our life is ruined, now our hearts begin to rage against God. God, you did not help me. We begin to count. I do this for God. I do this. I do that. I do this. I offer. I give my 10%. I go to church every Sunday. I never miss church. I don't swear. I don't drink. I don't do this. Why is this happening? But forgetting that, in the things that we are to acknowledge God, in all of them, we do not acknowledge God. We have failed to acknowledge God. With our own folly, we have failed. We have ruined our life. Yet our hearts are raging against God. Yet our hearts are angry against God. Why God? Why God? Why God? But we have failed to acknowledge his presence. We have failed to acknowledge his help. We have failed to acknowledge him. We have failed to give him the praise. our ways will not be straight. Our ways will not be straight. Our path will not be straight. There will not be success in our path. Let you and I learn today to acknowledge God's presence, to put God first in everything we do, so that our hearts do not rage against God because of our own wrongdoing, because of our folly. For the Bible says God is not a debtor of anyone. What he says, that what he will do. He's a faithful God. What he's promised, he will bring it to pass. This Bible is real. What he says, if we acknowledge him in all our ways, our path shall be made straight. If we do not acknowledge him, if we're gonna plunge into follies, foolishness act without acknowledging God, there will not gonna be any success. So it is for you and I, it's our responsibility to acknowledge God. Every morning you wake up, the first thing you do, you acknowledge God for the breath of life he has given you. When you go for that business transaction, you acknowledge God. When you go brush with teeth, you acknowledge God for the energy, for the grace he has given you to do that. Whatever you do, you acknowledge God. You say thanks to him. He will make your path straight. He will make our path straight. Straight meaning he will give us success in all we do, so that our hearts will not rage against God and say, God has not done this, God has not done that. And exactly that's what Satan wants you and I to do. That's what he wants our hearts to do, to rage against God, to say God has not helped us. He wants to dislodge us. He wants to take our position. He wants to remove our position as children of God. He wants us to curse God and do not acknowledge him. It is yours and my responsibility to acknowledge God in everything we do. There's nothing that is so small. Even turning your neck, sitting down, standing up, we need to acknowledge God for that strength he has given us. For you must remember, there are people who cannot sit the way you are sitting. There are people who cannot eat on their own. They need to be fed. There are people who cannot turn their neck. They need to assist them. There are people who cannot turn as they are sleeping, turning from right to left. Somebody has to assist them. So you and I, we have that opportunity. We need to acknowledge God in everything we do. We need to acknowledge God in all our movements. We need to acknowledge God in everything, and he shall make our path straight. So I pray that God gives you the grace to acknowledge him. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, here we are before you, before the throne of grace. Father, give us the grace so that our hearts do not rage against you in our foolishness. Lord Jesus Christ, whatever foolishness that may be in our heart, that we failing to acknowledge you in all our ways, so that we may walk in a straight path, let that foolishness be removed in the name of Jesus. Let that foolishness be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let that foolishness be destroyed in Jesus' name. Let that foolishness be destroyed in Jesus' name. Father, give us the grace enough to acknowledge you, grace enough to know your ways, grace enough to put you first in all we do. Father, to acknowledge you, Father, to say thank you in every single step we take, in all our ways, completely, Lord, to put you first in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done in our hearts as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. And good morning to your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.